case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Have you ever had to make a speech at a wedding?
I've emceed a couple of weddings. Not like a specific speech, but I've had to talk in front of a wedding.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't had to do like a full-on speech. I feel like it's a lot of pressure on that moment. One that comes to mind is we had a friend's wedding last year and our other friend was the best man and every second word he says normally is a swear word.
So we had
to go, language warning. Before he did his speech. Well, the reason I bring it up is because a guy has done his best man speech and it has backfired epically because after he gave it, he was kicked out of the wedding. Yeah.
Wow, what a punchline that would have been.
So this best man, he put a lot of effort into his speech, you know, and he thought the best thing I could do here to really kind of top it off is, you know, learn it off by heart.
No.
So he learned his speech off by heart, but admitted that he had struggled to come up with something about the bridesmaids because he didn't know any of them.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I feel like I should mention them. Mm. And so, you know, he memorized the rest of his speech and he's like, you know what, I'll just wing it on the night. Saying something about the bridesmaids.
Don't ever just wing it.
Especially at a wedding when there's, you know,
other people there.
Other people and, you know, some drinks around
drinks
as
around.
Well.
Yeah.
He felt that he'd nailed his speech and he's like, all right, here we go. I'm going to drop what I'm going to talk about the bridesmaids. Okay. So he said, bridesmaids, I'm a bit short of time here and I don't really know you all, so I'd just like to say that 5 out of 6 of you look stunning today. Figure it out amongst yourselves. So he thought that this would be like left laughter and applause and everyone would be like, ha, 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 that's funny. No, the room just went dead silent and everyone was like, ooh. And he knew at this moment he had royally stuffed up because he said one of them started crying.
She knew it was her.
Well, yeah, this is the thing. He said we went to apologise without sounding mean and he realised that one of them was significantly less beautiful than the others. And so,
okay, beauty is subjective, by the way.
But to him in his eyes,
right,
in that group, they thought that there was one. So he thought this would just be a funny line.
No.
But no, because there actually it seems to be someone that everyone thought was less, which is a horrible thing. But after he did this speech, he just kind of like wrapped it up real quick.
Yeah,
The bride came up to him and said, I think it's best you leave. And then the groom was just behind him nodding, going, yeah, I think you should go. So, word to the wise out there, if you're doing a speech at a wedding this weekend, maybe don't point out anyone looking less beautiful.
Don't wing it.
Don't wing it. Don't point out people's looks. Don't do any of that stuff, all right?
Josh and Maddie, Power Ballarat.